And we'll be working through that little section that Jude read for us a couple of minutes ago. Almost everything that we produce around here has this little phrase on it. Whether it's on the bulletin week by week, whether it's on headed notepaper, whether it's on the website, almost everything that we produce has this sentence on it. To know Christ and lovingly to make him known. Now, for some people, it's just a catchy phrase. Just a catchy phrase that's there. Maybe don't give it a lot of thought. But it's much, much, much more than that. It should help us to understand what we're all about here. That's why we put it on everything, because this should help us to appreciate, understand absolutely everything that we do around here. We live in a world of information. We're bombarded with that. When you think about the amount of information you hear, that you receive every day, whether it's in your newspaper, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on television, people talking to you, the amount of information that we're bombarded with is huge. And there's much that we could debate. There's a lot that we could spend our time and energy on. Good things, right things, proper things that we could spend our time and energy on here discussing and wondering how it affects us. What this little statement does is to say, in the midst of everything else that could preoccupy us, in the midst of all the other priorities that we might have around here, here's our priority. Our priority is we want to know Jesus and we want to help others to know him also. But why is that important? Well, that brings us back to this passage at the beginning of Colossians. Verse 17 of that first chapter simply says, in him all things hold together. In him all things hold together. Jesus makes sense of everything. All that information that we're bombarded with, all the things that we experience, all the things that we wonder about, all the things that we try to sort out in our heads, if we do that separate from our knowledge of Jesus, then we're left confused. Then we're left wondering. In him, all things hold together. That's why it's important for us not only to know Jesus, but to help others to know him also. It's our priority to know Jesus so that we can make sense not only of our own lives, but of everything that happens around us. Christianity at its heart is not a set of rules. Sometimes we reduce it to that, and we say, well, if you do all these things, and if you don't do all those things, then that's you, you're Christian. Christianity is not a set of rules. It's not a philosophy that we can take up a book and learn. Christianity at its very heart is a relationship. It's a relationship with our risen and living Savior. And so when Paul the Apostle talks about the gospel, he says simply, I know whom I have believed. Paul doesn't say, I know what I've believed, although there are lots of things that he does believe. There are lots of things that we do believe. Initially, it's, I know whom I've believed. That's what's important to Paul. First of all, this relationship with Jesus Christ, and from that, all these other things flow. From that, all these other things begin to make sense. I know whom I have believed. When he writes to the church at Corinth, he simply says, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Knowing Jesus. So when we have our little mission statement, there's nothing new about it. There's nothing original. Paul would have said the same. to know Christ and then lovingly to make him known. But it's knowing Jesus, the one who holds all things together. Jesus is supreme. That's what this little passage teaches us. The supremacy of Christ is how the New International Version heads this passage. The supremacy of Christ. Jesus is supreme. He holds everything together. Jesus shows us God. He's the image of the invisible God. That's the very first verse that Jude read for us. The image of the invisible God. Remember the beginning of John's gospel, which sadly we often just keep until Christmas time. And we read, the Word became flesh and lived among us. In Jesus we see who God is. Most religions, most philosophies will suggest that there is something and someone or someone out there, but we're not sure who. Jesus shows us God. He is the image of the invisible God. And the more you get to know Jesus, the more you get to understand who God is, what he has done for you, and what he wants to do for you. Jesus, the image of the invisible God. Verse 19 simply says that the very fullness of God dwells in Jesus. Sometimes when we think about Jesus, we think, well, he's partly God, partly human. Actually, the Bible says, no, he's the fullness of God, the completeness of God lives in him. He's fully God, fully human. So when we look to Jesus, he shows us God. Jesus is supreme. No one else points us to God like Jesus does. That made the choir jump down there. I don't know what happened there. Sorry about that. Jesus is supreme because he holds everything together. He holds everything together. All things, verses 16 and 17, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Everything makes sense in Jesus. He holds everything together. We live in a very beautiful part of the world. It is lovely just to go out and to walk around just to see the beauty in which we live, to see the sunsets. What do you do when you see those things? The Bible says these things were created by him and for him. He made it to be like that. He made it to be spectacular so that when we look at this world around us, we begin to think, thank you, Jesus. You created these things. The beauty, the splendor, the lavish generosity of creation. But maybe you're thinking, hang on a wee minute, Stephen. Some of this world is beautiful, but there's another side to this world which is ugly, which is dark, which is evil. That's true. That is true. But it's not how things were created. And just as everything was created by Jesus and for Jesus, so in verse 20 we simply read, through him, God reconciled to himself all things by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So the Jesus through whom the world was made is now the same Jesus through whom the world is being reconciled to God. So yes, we give thanks, we give praise to God for the beauty of creation, but we can also look at those things which are dark and evil and say, thank you, God, that because of Jesus, you are reconciling these things to yourself. Thank you that you are bringing that to an end. The Jesus who made the world is the Jesus through whom this world is now being reconciled. Jesus holds everything together. He's supreme. Jesus also shows us what it is to be fully human. He's the head of the church. He's the first to rise again from the dead. Death has been dealt with, and sin death has been dealt with, and we've been brought back to God without blemish, without mark. He shows us what it is to be fully human. New creation has begun. There's a lot of discussion around us as to what is it to be human? What does it mean to be human? Are we just part of the animal kingdom? Are we part of creation? Yes, but much, much more. Much, much more. Jesus shows us what it is to be fully human. So Jesus is supreme. That's why it's important for us to know Jesus. He shows us God. He holds everything together. He shows us what it is to be fully human. That's why it's our desire to know this Jesus and then lovingly to make him known. It's not just to put a catchy statement on our bulletin. It's to give us priority in our lives. Knowing Jesus, lovingly make him known. Paul goes on to say that once we were alienated from all of this, because of our sinfulness, we were alienated from God. We were far from him. But thankfully, it doesn't stay that way. But now we're reconciled because of the death of Jesus. Once we were alienated, now we're reconciled because of Jesus' death. Jesus, the one who holds everything together, the one who invites you to come and to know him and to live in him, the one who invites you to find in him complete forgiveness, complete wholeness, the one who invites you to come and to find out what it is to be fully human. And then we're encouraged to continue in that faith. Sometimes within church circles, people are very good at telling you what God did 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years ago. But we're encouraged through the Bible to live in that, not way back then, but here and now, continuing to grow in our faith. Knowing Christ is not just something we do once. Knowing Christ is something that we grow in day by day, moment by moment. Knowing Jesus, and then lovingly making this Jesus known. Why? Because he's supreme. Because he's the one in whom all things hold together. May God give us the grace to see these things in Jesus, and then to invite him into our lives so that we may be forgiven our sins and that we may do amazing things for him. Shall we pray together? Lord, we look at our world and often we wonder if anything is holding this world together, because it is full of fracture and disruption. And so we thank you for Jesus, in whom all things hold together. And we pray that today, Lord Jesus, we would each one know you and know you better, that our lives would be transformed. and we would serve you by lip and by life. Amen.